This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Jared Polis has declared an emergency after Suncor Energy shuttered Colorado's only refinery last month. CPR Sam Brash reports the move relaxes trucking regulations.
Truckers can now haul heavier loads of gasoline on state highways and work longer hours. Greer Bailey leads the Colorado-Wyoming Petroleum Marketers Association, which represents gas stations across the state. He says that'll help, but drivers should still expect to see higher prices at the pump.
There's existing inventory and supply, which is why we haven't seen like the dramatic effects. But without other suppliers' significant help, that supply curve is going to hit probably within a week.
Suncor provides 30 to 40% of Colorado's diesel and gasoline. The company shut down its Commerce City operation after two fires, one of which injured a pair of employees. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's business leaders are gloomy about economic prospects in 2023. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on a new study from CU's Leeds School of Business.
Inflation in 2023 is the leading concern for those surveyed in CU's latest Business Confidence Index. Richard Wobekind is an economist at CU. He says business leaders are feeling pessimistic, even though some indicators, like GDP growth, are looking better than expected.
There just continues to be, I think, just too much uncertainty.
More than half of those surveyed think there will be a recession in the first half of 2023. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado passengers who were stranded in the trouble that Southwest Airlines had over Christmas will get some frequent flyer miles. The airline says it's giving affected customers 25,000 points or more than $300 worth of rewards miles. That's in addition to any refunds those passengers received. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today near 40. This is CPR News and KRCC.